I was down at the Mandurah Boat Show. I was having a cook-off. I was doing a bush pizza, competing against the top chef from Melbourne, Bart Beak, and we're all hamming it up, and we're actually down there on a serious note. We're raising a lot of money for the bilbies. We raised $7,000. That's another story. But we're giving, pulling people out of the audience and giving them bits of pizza, and they scored so many points out of 100. And then my PA Joe, she ran up on the stage and handed me a phone and says, "Quick, there's 4,000 people there." Everyone just sort of stopped, picked up the phone and said, "You're about to lose your wildlife park." Well, I nearly, you know, I couldn't talk on stage. So I moved out the back very quietly. I said, "I'm sorry, everybody, I have to handle this." I had the staff out there. The rangers had just told them to evacuate. They were all hysterical. They were worrying about the bird. The smoke looked like it was going to turn the place into just chaos, because what happens is the kangaroos and the birds and everything panic more by the smoke. Cut a long story short, the staff and the local volunteer fire brigade for 3 days have been brilliant. We've had it coming from all fronts, because that place of ours is very big. We're out there at 11 o'clock last night. I've had a lot of messages on my answering service during the night. Are the animals okay? Everything fine. It looks like we're going to lose only one animal to white, the red. It's still alive. I'm just going out to treat it now. It's
red kangaroo.
Face up. I don't know whether we're going to save it or not. There's no trouble with the wildlife park out there now. Everything fine, because it's totally burnt out right around the place. And I'd just like to thank everyone, thank the staff. When I flew in last night, because I came in on the 6 p.m. flight, I flew over Roebuck Plains, and honestly, it looked like the end of the world. That Melaleuca out there on the edge of Roebuck Plains must have been going up. There were flames sort of, I don't know, 15 metres in the sky, running right round, right behind Broome. The sun was setting. It was blankets of black cloud, and I thought, oh, I've lost my place. But as I came in and we landed over Broome, I could see the highway. It clear there. I went out there. The police, of course, had stopped everybody. The people on the road there for up to 8 hours waiting to get through. But as soon as there was a break, the police and FIFA let us through, bang, went to the place. We did some, we watched it for the last 10 minutes, sort of round our crocodile head, and it's all good, and we're very happy, and I'll be going home in a couple of hours for a good sleep.
What was that like when you got through the roadblock and found you still had a place?
They rang me, and they said, "Look, it's coming again, we've got to go." I just jumped. I still had my clothes on from, you know, the city slicker clothes, and I got out there on the road. I didn't even have a phone, so I had to sit on the road for 30 minutes wondering what was going on. But it was a horrible feeling. But there were people there on the road since about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and they'd been told the fire had gone through the 12-mile blocks, and they didn't even know whether they'd lost their pets or their dogs or their gardens. I don't think there's any houses went. Perhaps they might ring in and, you know, give you an update. They didn't get home until about, 9:30, quarter to 10 last night.
A lot of people have the perspective that the Kimberley isn't really sort of at risk in the same way that somewhere like Victoria is. What's your perspective, having been up here for such a long time?
Depends what areas. I mean, if you're up in the Kimberley, if you're up in the North Kimberley, it is. It's very dangerous. You've got the eucalypts. Here, we don't have the same threat. But what people don't understand is how tinder dry it is. And if you get a 20 or 30 knot wind, that fire can be as dangerous and ferocious as the ones down south, because the grass, it just explodes. And, it's moving at metres a second, and people don't understand that. You know, you can be 50 metres away from a fire, and within 2 or 3 minutes that fire is around you, and if there's a swirl or a little, creates its own little heat vacuum or a little willy-willy, suddenly you can be surrounded by fire. So in some ways, even though it's a totally different type of biodiversity, you know, all the trees and everything up here are different, it still can be, on a hot day with a strong wind, just as dangerous.
Well, it sounds like you're pretty happy with the authorities and the sort of services we have in Broome.
I remain very calm, but people are getting pretty irate on the road. But what they've got to understand, that at we speak, there's an inquiry into those two deaths. A very unfortunate accident down Kalgoorlie last year. So we're right in the middle of that. Everything is controlled from Perth. Perth were told they're fired both sides of the road, and they have to say no one is allowed through. I said, "Look, I've got to get through to speak to the girls. They're hysterically exhausted." But they said, "Malcolm, you cannot let you go through, because even though you've got it under control, We're directed from Perth. We're told that no one must go through. And even though it's very hard for people, and some of these people were heading back to Darwin and whatever, they're not allowed to go through because they don't want another accident like they had in Kalgoorlie last year. And I praise the authorities for being very strong. They're being very calm. They're very good. They had the roadblocks up there. There were a lot of cars out there. It might have been 50, 80, I don't know. I didn't count. There were a lot, you know, semi-trailer guys and everything, and they're on tight timetables. But you've got to understand, in a situation like that, the authorities don't want another accident like they had at Kalgoorlie last year.
Well, it's amazing to hear how serious the fire was, but also it's great to hear that it sounds like we've come out relatively unscathed.
Yeah, we're very, very happy, mate. We can all have a good sleep today.